London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Iranian state television says 10 people were killed overnight during anti-government protests. President Hassan Rouhani promised that security forces would, quote, respond to rioters and lawbreakers. Hundreds of demonstrators have been arrested since protests began last week against economic conditions in the country and the government's military ventures in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen as part of a battle with Saudi Arabia for influence in the region. State TV said some armed protesters tried to take control of some police stations and military bases, but they met strong resistance from security forces. New protests broke out as the night fell on New Year's Day in Tehran, the Iranian capital, with images of burning cars shown on local media. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the protesters brave and heroic.
But I'm sure that fear will not triumph, because the Iranian people are smart, they're sophisticated, they are proud. Today they risk everything for freedom.
The death toll is now 12 since the demonstrations erupted last Thursday in Mashhad, Iran's second largest city, and then spread to other parts of the country. President Trump is again accusing Pakistan of sheltering terrorists whom American forces are fighting in neighboring Afghanistan. In his first Twitter message of 2018, Trump wrote, "The United States has foolishly given Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid over the last 15 years. And they have given us nothing but lies and deceit, thinking of our leaders as fools. They give safe haven to the terrorists we hunt in Afghanistan with little help." This is VOA News. Cameroon's President Paul Biya says he will destroy all terrorists whom he says are fighting to separate his country or using it as a hiding place for armed attacks on neighboring states. In a message reiterated recently, Biya said he was open for dialogue with the disgruntled English-speaking minority in the bilingual country, but that his military would deal with armed separatists fighting for the independence of the English-speaking regions. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from Yaoundé.
President Paul Biya says it is his duty to ensure public order, social peace, the unity of the nation, and Cameroon's integrity, and so he has issued instructions that all those who have taken up arms, who perpetrate or encourage violence, should be fought relentlessly and held accountable for their crimes before the courts of